Friends in Recovery, the Addiction Recovery Podcast, is brought to you by the Friends in Recovery community, a thriving network of individuals who are fighting back against the stigma of addiction. Join our hosts as they speak up about the real issues of addiction, treatment, and recovery. Friends in Recovery, the Addiction Recovery Podcast, is available on Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, and YouTube 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, here are your friends in recovery.
Hey everybody, Friends in Recovery Podcast, Jersey Ed here. Just gonna let you guys know we will be taking a break in August like we normally do. That's right, the Podfather and myself, we will be taking a break. So Friends in Recovery Podcast and Answering the Call. We will not do any shows in August. We will definitely be putting up some past shows, some of our really good past shows. So look for that on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, you can email us if you like our shows, if you want to see another one coming up, or if you have any topics that you want to talk about, please email us at help@friendsinrecoverypodcast.com. So it's early morning here. I'm in Starbucks and I'm doing this video. So you hear some music. I got some background music today and people walking in the door and things beeping. But I just wanted to get this out and let everybody know. I also wanted just to give a minute about taking time away, taking a break. Sometimes you need it, especially when you're doing 10,000 different things. I need to take care of myself. I need to take a break. Vacations, we're on a little mini vacation now. We're me and my wife are down in Charleston, South Carolina for the weekend. And we just need to recharge. So when you take a break, you recharge. The other thing, you get more creative. And you relax, you get to relax. Sometimes you have to get away from this stuff just to get your life going again in better direction. So what we're gonna have next season, starting in September, we're gonna have a lot of new surprises. You're gonna be surprised with some of the things that are gonna happen next season. We're gonna have new guests, topics. We're gonna get you guys more involved with the show. And there's still going to be a lot more giveaways, a lot more stuff to do with us, more interaction. So please, while we're away, email us topics, email us anything you want. Sober shoutouts, guys, still going on. And I still, the winner is going out this week for the $50 gift card to Amazon. And that's going to be determined soon. I didn't pick the guest yet because I've been away. and again, it's early morning, so I didn't even shave, guys, this whole morning. So recharging is very important and, kind of resetting yourself. And that's what we have to do in recovery, and that's what we have to do in life. So I encourage each and every one of you guys to do that. Is recharge, take a break, take a day to yourself. Geez, you know what? I do it every week. I do screenless Sundays every week. I really recommend that, screenless Sundays. I learned it from one of our guests. He called it Disconnect Sunday or something. What was his name? Anyways, it was a couple episodes back. He called it Disconnect Sundays, or he did completely disconnected from his Sundays. So I do it every Sunday. I don't check social media. I don't check email. I do answer the phone. I will answer the phone, but I will not watch TV, look at a computer, anything along those lines. So if you're trying to get me on Sundays, it's not going to work, because I don't look at anything on Sundays. So I recommend that you do that too. I call it screenless Sundays. Call it what you want. And that's a way to recharge every week also. It keeps me focused and keeps me doing what I have to do. And recharging my batteries for the week. But this month, we are going to be working behind the scenes of Podfather and myself on some of the some of the new happenings here. And you guys know the Podfather's now handling ATC, answering the call, and I'm handling Friends in Recovery podcast. Occasionally we're going to get together. That's some things we're working on. We're going to get together and do each other's shows for us. But we still talk on a daily basis, the Podfather and I. I just want to let you guys know that too. But please look for new episodes in September. And again, this is just a break, a quick break that we're taking in between. So also, guys, you know what? I've been neglecting. I have to say this. I've been neglecting Sober Pie. Carl, Ellen, Chelsea, and Steve. Hey, guys. Please tune over there. They are not taking a break that I know of. I just listened to their last show. Tune in. Go over there and tune in and listen to their shows. But they are not taking a break from what I know. They are still going. So if you want to get your dose of good recovery and good sobriety, tune over to Sober Pod. So hi, guys. Tell them Ed from Friends Recovery Podcast said hello. So that's about it. I just wanted to share my my thoughts on taking a break, recharging, making ourselves feel better, and kind of regrouping. And again, it just gets a lot of creative stuff flowing and a lot of different ideas going on. So tune in September. Also, guys, I want you guys to know that we're also doing Friends in Recovery. Check out our Friends in Recovery community Facebook pages and Friends in Recovery Adventures. Get a hold of me if you want to do some adventures in your state. We have Georgia on board now. We have New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania doing Friends in Recovery Adventures. Our next adventure is going to be in August, the end of August. They won't stop. The adventures won't stop. Just the podcasts are going to stop. The community has to go. The meetings, we have 2 meetings a day, 7 days a week. If you go to genesishouse.net under connections, you will see where all our meetings are. We do 12-step meetings on Zoom every day, 7 days a week. And a big shout out to everybody that hosts our meetings. You know, we have some really dedicated people who volunteer their time to do these meetings on a weekly basis. And I really appreciate it that they do all this for us. So please check that out, genesishouse.net, or log on to your Facebook account and search Friends in Recovery Podcast. And I'm sorry, Friends in Recovery Communities, and you'll see all the information. Also, Friends in Recovery Podcast, I believe we have a Facebook page, Instagram, Facebook. I think we're on all that right now. So, so I encourage each one of you to recharge. I encourage each one of you to take a vacation, even if it's a staycation, even if it's something that you just want to kind of just relax, disconnect from things. It's so important for our health to disconnect from things. I know I'm all over the place going back to the topic, but I just want to make sure I get everything in. I got all my notes here written down. So I'm not going to see you guys for a month. I'm not going to hear from you guys for a month, but you can still send the emails. Don't forget to send emails. Help at Friends Recovery Podcast. So looking forward to our September season. I'm looking forward to disconnecting for a while. I'm looking forward to being more creative for you guys in September and the show taking off like crazy. But send us an email, help at Friends in Recovery Podcast. If you have anything, any topics, if you want to be a guest, listen, guest emails all the time, they end up on the show. So email us for any, and ATC too. This is on the ATC channel too. You guys will hear this on ATC. Okay. Podfather says hello. By the way, all the first responders, I just spoke to him last night, and he is ready to take a break too. So on that note, I'm going to end the show here. I'm going to say, take that break, relax, do what you have to do, and let's do this in September. I want everybody to stay positive. I want everybody to kind of grow over this month, and then report back to me. Not report, just send me an email. We don't have to report back to me. Yeah, who the fuck am I, right? So send me an email what you guys did in the last month. That's what I want from you guys. I want everybody to send me an email for the month of August, what they did, what their adventure was, number one, or what your vacation was. Share some photos. Let me know all the positive things that you guys did. All right. Help at Friends in Recovery Podcast. Send that out to me. Okay. Same thing with you ATC people. Whatever you guys did this summer, police officers, EMT, everybody in the law enforcement and firefighters. Let me know how you guys disconnected. That's our goal. I want to know how you guys are disconnecting this summer. For the next 30 days, I want to know what you guys did to take a break, what you did to recharge, what you did to recreate yourself, to think more positively. So if you can send that to me at help at Friends in Recovery Podcast, that would be wonderful. Then I'll read them on the show, what some of you guys did, what you guys did over the break. So I'm going to miss you guys. Looking forward to our new season in September. For Friends in Recovery and Answering the Call, also known as FIR and ATC. So that's all I got today, guys. Coming to you live from Starbucks early in the morning. Yeah, I'm an early guy. My coffee cup is holding up my phone, so I can't even drink my coffee this time. So, but I just want to just say, you know, stay safe, stay sober, and let's make this a great month to recharge. August is recharge month. Make it a great month to recharge. Send me those emails and let me know what you guys did to recharge. Stay safe, stay sober, enjoy your summer.
This concludes this episode of Friends in Recovery, the Addiction Recovery Podcast. Follow us on Facebook for past shows and updates, and enjoy free access to twice daily support meetings. Friends in Recovery, the Addiction Recovery Podcast, is available on Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, and YouTube 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Since 1992, Genesis House has been helping real people heal from addiction on their private recovery campus in beautiful Palm Beach County, Florida. Their family-owned program is accredited by the Joint Commission and offers detox and dual diagnosis treatment in a comfortable and confidential setting. At Genesis House, they focus on treating the underlying causes of addiction. Their comprehensive approach includes psychiatric care, individual and small group therapy, trauma healing techniques, and holistic care including yoga, massage, and animal-assisted therapy. After treatment, their clients enjoy the lifelong support of a nationwide network of Genesis House alumni. Call Genesis House today at 1-800-737-0933 to speak with someone who understands. Visit them on the web at www.genesishouse.net. It's time to start your journey to a long and successful recovery.